Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Ryan Noda. Batting second. The second baseman, Zach Geloff. Batting third. The right fielder, Seth Brown. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Brent Rooker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, J.J. Bolday. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jordan Diaz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Nick Allen. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lawrence Butler. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joey Estes. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Edouard Julian. Batting second. The third baseman, Jorge Polanco. Batting third. The first baseman, Donovan Solano. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Matt Wallner. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Ryan Jeffers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Castro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kyle Farmer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Christian Vasquez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pablo Lopez. And now, play ball. Ryan Noda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Noda is on with a walk. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Geloff hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Noda moves to second. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out swinging. 1 out. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker strikes out swinging. 2 outs. J.J. Bolday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bolday hits a ground ball towards the mound. Lopez throws to first, and Bolday is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Edouard Julian is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Julian hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco hits a fly ball towards right. Brown is there to make the catch. 1 out. Donovan Solano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Solano strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Matt Wallner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wallner hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Diaz makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz strikes out swinging. 1 out. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Soderstrom strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allen strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jeffers hits a pop-up towards second. Geloff makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castro is hit by the pitch. Castro is on first. Kyle Farmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Castro, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Kyle Farmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Farmer hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Farmer is safe at second with a double. Castro scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Christian Vasquez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vasquez is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Edouard Julian is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Julian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Julian strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lawrence Butler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Butler hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Butler is safe at second with a double. Ryan Noda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Noda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Noda hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Noda is out. Butler moves to third. 1 out. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Geloff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geloff hits a pop-up towards second. Julian makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Butler scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rooker softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Rooker is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Polanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Polanco hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Polanco is out. 1 out. Donovan Solano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Solano is 0-for-1 in the game. Solano hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Estes covering, and Solano is out. 2 outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kepler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kepler hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Matt Wallner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kepler moves to second. Matt Wallner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallner strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bleday is 0-for-1 in the game. Bleday is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Diaz is out. 2 outs. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Soderstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderstrom softly hits a ground ball towards the mound. Lopez throws to first, and Soderstrom is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffers is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffers hits a fly ball towards left. Bleday makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willy Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. That is ball four. Castro is on with a walk. Kyle Farmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Farmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farmer hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Allen is out. One out. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Butler hits a ground ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Butler is safe at second with a double. Ryan Noda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Noda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Noda hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Butler moves to third. Caleb Thielbar replaces Pablo L. Zach Jeloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jeloff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. 2 outs. Aldmis Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker is 0-for-2 in the game. Rooker hits a fly ball, base hit into center field. Noda scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Rooker, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. J.J. Bleday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bleday is 0-for-2 in the game. Bleday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Old Miss D. Christian Vasquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vasquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Edouard Julian is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Julian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Julian hits into a ground ball double play. 2 outs. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Polanco strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Emilio Pag Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. 1 out. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Soderstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderstrom is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left center field. That ball is in the gap. Allen rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Butler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Butler strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Donovan Solano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Solano is 0-for-2 in the game. Solano hits a pop-up towards short. Allen makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kepler hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Kyle Muller replaces Joey Estes as pitcher. Jordan Luplow pinch hits for Matt Wallner batting 5th. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jeffers is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffers hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Kepler scores. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Willie Castro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Castro hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Lucas Urseg replaces Kyle Muller as pitcher. Kyle Farmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Farmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Farmer hits a pop-up beyond second. Geloff gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Yohan Duran replaces Emilio Pag. Ryan Noda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Noda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. One out. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Geloff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Geloff is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aldmys Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Christian Vasquez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vasquez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vasquez hits a ball towards third. Diaz can't make the play in time. Vasquez gets a base hit. Edouard Julian is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Julian is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Julian hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0 for 3 in the game. Polanco hits a fly ball towards center. Butler makes the catch for the out. Moves to third. One out. Donovan Solano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solano is 0 for 3 in the game. Solano hits into a ground ball double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dallas Keuchel replaces Yohan Duran as pitcher. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rooker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rooker is called out on strikes. 1 out. Asturi Ruiz pinch hits for J.J. Bilde batting 5th. Asturi Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ruiz hits a fly ball, base hit into left field. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Ruiz. The throw from Vasquez, and he's caught stealing. 2 outs. Jordan Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Diaz is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Jim Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepler is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Trevor Larnach pinch hits for Jordan Luplow batting 5th. Andrew Stevenson pinch runs for Max Kepler batting 4th. Trevor Larnach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larnach hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Larnach is safe at 2nd with a double. Stevenson scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Larnach moves to third. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jeffers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jeffers hits a line drive towards right. Ruiz is there to make the catch. Larnach scores. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 6-4, Twins. Willie Castro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Castro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Castro bunts down the third baseline for a base hit. Kyle Farmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Farmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Farmer hits a pop-up beyond second. Jeloff gets back and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Christian Vasquez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vasquez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vasquez hits a pop-up towards second. Jeloff makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Castro moves from center fielder to left fielder. Andrew Stevenson moves from pinch runner to center fielder. Trevor Larnach moves from pinch. Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. H hitter to right fielder. Shea Langeliers pinch hits for Tyler Soderstrom batting 7th. Langeliers hits a ground ball towards 3rd. The throw to 1st, and Langeliers is out. 1 out. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. That is ball 4. Allen is on with a walk. Carlos Perez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hit by pitch challenged by Min manager, Rocco Baldelli. Original call upheld upon review. Ryan Noda is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Noda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noda is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Griffin Jacks replaces Dallas Kuechel as pitcher. Zach Jeloff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jeloff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jeloff is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.